Women's sports at the Physical Education Center. The world of women's sports has a long history of attracting women who defied constructions of femininity that would have removed them from the playing field and anchored them firmly in the kitchen. Serious athletics requires an intense commitment of time and energy, requiring athletes to make a whole host of decisions which, in part, often place them far outside of heterosexual norms. As Donna, a former physical education prof at Queens, explains, quote, part of it, the predominance of lesbians in sport, is that you don't have to balance a heterosexual social life with your sports life, end quote. Many varsity players and women who coached them were gay. It was not surprising, therefore, that many lesbians would find places for themselves in Queens' physical education department and on varsity sports teams. Although the department housed a large percentage of lesbian staff and a sizable number of lesbian students, a code of silence surrounded the issue of alternative sexualities. Lesbian students, varsity players, instructors, and coaches did not openly discuss their sexuality. This phenomenon, described by Susan Kahn as play it, don't say it, was, and to some extent still is, a common occurrence within the women's locker rooms of North America. Donna, however, claims that she never experienced the silence as oppressive, and in fact, describes herself as quite out during her time in the department. Quote, I don't feel I have to stand up and announce it. Female partners were always invited by my bosses. To me, that is acknowledging that I am in a relationship. Everybody knows them and talks to them. There's no, as far as getting up and announcing it to the students so that they can identify me as a role model, I've never had to do that because everybody knows me, end quote. Not everybody in the physical education department did know, and so Donna's silence was also interpreted by some students as an attempt to keep the prevalence of lesbianism under wraps. It is debatable whether or not the department would have been accepting of an open discussion of the role of lesbians in sports. Open discussion of homosexuality would have challenged the heterosexual premise that dictated even basic structures such as sex-segregated change rooms. Without words or an understanding of the unspoken signs indicating membership on the team, gay physical education students could easily read the silence around sexuality as reinforcing taboo. Julia had her heart set on attending physical education at Queens, until, through her involvement with the Queens Homophile Association, she realized the homophobia in the physical education department would have killed me. For out students, those who wanted to be vocal about their sexuality, resistance could come from gay and straight peers alike. In the light of social conceptions of women and sports that conflated athleticism and lesbianism, heterosexual players may have felt the need to defend their sexual identities against allegations, while closeted lesbians required silence in order to feel safe.